Hello, I'm Kevin Keith. In this episode of Skeptical Ethics, I'd like to consider the role of rationalist organizations in public events and public policy, specifically how such groups should approach contentious public issues when their principles drive them to take positions that are inflammatory or publicly unpopular. Before we start, let me remind listeners that the Skeptical Ethics series attempts to apply skeptical reasoning to value-based issues such as moral or cultural controversies. New listeners, or those who want to review the basic conceptual grounding of that enterprise, may wish to download the first Skeptical Ethics segment, Does Skepticism Lead to Agreement?, which appeared in Episode 2 of the Skeptical Connections podcast, and the second segment, Moral Agreement Among Skeptics, from Episode 3 of Skeptical Connections, for useful background. Many will be familiar with the controversy, building for some time but coming to a head just now, over the inclusion of religious imagery in the memorial to the victims of the 9/11 tragedy at the World Trade Center. In particular, one of the most visible symbols of the rescue and reclamation effort at the World Trade Center was a pair of steel beams from the wreckage of one building frame, intersecting at a right angle and forming a cross shape. Christians involved in the rescue effort at the site seized upon this random artifact as a religious symbol and moved it to a prominent place in the recovery space and conducted religious ceremonies there involving the otherwise normal set of beams from the building's rectilinear architecture. The respected online debunking site Snopes.com describes the events this way, quote, "The cross was hoisted atop a 40-foot-high mound of debris, and a religious service was held, during which the Reverend Brian Jordan sprinkled the cross with holy water and declared, quote, 'Behold the glory of the cross at ground zero. This is our symbol of hope, our symbol of faith, our symbol of healing,' end quote." Countless other ceremonies and prayer vigils were held at the site of the WTC cross in the weeks and months that followed, end quote. The beams have been stored in a Catholic church near the World Trade Center site for over 7 years, with a sign on them noting they were blessed. The church priest conducted another blessing ritual before the beams were recently moved back to the Memorial Museum and reportedly installed on religiously consecrated ground. Some people have objected to the official inclusion of the beams as a part of the memorial, inasmuch as they've been slathered with overtly Christian religious meaning that the beams themselves, as part of the original structure, did not have, and are only regarded as significant because they now carry a religious message. Foremost in this debate has been the organization American Atheists, which has sued to prevent the so-called cross from being installed in the 9/11 Memorial Museum. That lawsuit was unsuccessful last year when the U.S. District Judge hearing the case in federal court ruled that, quote, "No reasonable observer would view the artifact as endorsing Christianity," end quote, which seems odd given the many explicit statements by the supporters of installing the beams that the artifact does have religious significance, and the repeated sectarian religious rituals that have been conducted on and around it. Currently, American Atheist is appealing to demand the inclusion of a plaque noting that atheists were also victims of the 9/11 attacks on grounds that the publicly funded memorial must be religion neutral. That suit has not been resolved yet. What is interesting to me is how much backlash American Atheists has gotten on this issue from other atheists. Susan Jacoby, a prominent atheist and former officer of the Center for Inquiry, was quoted in the Christian Post newspaper as saying the American Atheists have, quote, "an unerring nose for the scent of publicity," end quote, calling their suit, quote, "nonsense," end quote, and stating that American Atheists president David Silverman is, quote, "obtuse," end quote. Secular human activist and speaker James Croft covered the issue at length in his blog Temple of the Future, arguing that the beams served as a historical commemoration of the ways people responded to the events of 9/11 and therefore were appropriate for installation in the World Trade Center Museum rather than the memorial itself, and that when American Atheists lost their first suit, quote, "the result was entirely predictable and the wound, sad to say, self-inflicted," end quote. Leah Labrisco of the blog Unequally Yoked was generally supportive of the American Atheist lawsuit as an exercise of constitutional law, but described it as, quote, "a criminally stupid PR move," end quote, and an example of, quote, "taking on cases that are tasteless and offensive," end quote. She also likened American Atheists to, quote, "a slightly seedy, more than a little personally unpleasant defense lawyer," end quote, with, quote, "oily tactics," end quote. This podcast itself was prompted by multiple critical and even contemptuous references to American Atheists on Twitter from other atheists at the time they announced their intention to appeal for inclusion of atheist recognition in the museum display. Clearly, American Atheists is as good at riling up its friends, or at least its co-anti-religionists, as it is its enemies. And they are indeed good at that. The organization often attracts criticism for its provocative billboards mocking religion, in at least one case erected in the parking lot of a church. Some critics, such as Jacoby, accused the organization of being deliberately inflammatory as a publicity stunt. Others, such as Libresco, seem to see them as opportunists with bad judgment. A common concern is that, by being antagonistic, they alienate people rather than convert them, and give atheism a reputation for being thin-skinned and offensive. The criticisms, as I understand them in the World Trade Center case, are of two broad kinds. That the suit was unlikely to succeed because the placement of religious symbols in museums and historical displays has been upheld by courts in the past, and it was ill-advised because it would antagonize those who value the display of religious symbols in public venues. The former is a technical legal issue on which the critics seem to have been right in this case, though of course American atheists' lawsuits are often apparent long shots and they have won many of them. It is the latter objection, that the suit would create ill feeling, that seems to me to have sparked actual anger at American atheists from other atheists, and it is that that interests me the most. Some critics have argued that the World Trade Center memorial issue is not worth going to the mattresses for, or that American atheist is actually wrong on the issue. The 9/11 tragedy had great emotional impact on many people, none more so than those directly harmed or who were present at the terrorism site on that day and during the ongoing response. Artifacts from the site are of historical significance, especially those that reflect people's personal reactions to the events, such as the markers and memorials that people left at the site for years afterward. And the so-called cross, a piece of the destroyed building itself that took on an emotional significance during the cleanup, is the exemplar of such socially salient historical artifacts. It's appropriate to display such things in a museum, even if their historical significance is one that carries religious overtones. In fact, many public museums in the U.S. are filled with historical artifacts that also have religious meaning. It would distort history to leave them out. From this perspective, including the beams in the World Trade Center Museum is just part of a common practice, one that is unobjectionable, or at least not a big deal. I think there is another dimension to the issue, however. The World Trade Center artifact is just an ordinary pair of steel beams, connected in the way that beams are always connected in steel frame architecture. Uncountable tons of construction debris were recovered from Ground Zero, and none of it has any inherent meaning. All of it is equally evidence of the tragedy that occurred there. The reason people make an issue over these beams, both opponents and supporters, is that they were deliberately and artificially given religious significance by certain people and are now viewed in that light because those people want them to be and went out of their way to make it so. Perpendicular intersecting objects are everywhere. Christians at Ground Zero found these among tons of undifferentiated rubble, stood them in a place of prominence, and made them objects of veneration and explicit, sectarian, very particular religious ceremonies at the site, in the years since, and now on their installation in the museum. In the characteristically dishonest way these debates are always conducted, supporters of including the beams now argue that they are not religious and only have historical meaning, but that only that particular set of beams can have that meaning because of the religious significance they are seen to have, while they continue to venerate them as a religious symbol. Seen in this light, the World Trade Center beams are not simply part of the history of 9/11 and its aftermath. They are a deliberately aggressive act of Christian hegemony in the public space. Putting the beams in the museum, in place of any of thousands of other artifacts that could just as well be put there, is not a recognition of the history of 9/11 as an event. It is support for the specific and deliberate campaign of religious expression and triumphalism that followed 9/11 and made those beams what they are. And it is part and parcel of the often hostile religiosity that has been attached to the World Trade Center since 9/11. The constant religiously themed, almost always Christian, memorials that have taken place. George Bush's religious invocations in discussing 9/11. The ugly fight over the right of American Muslims to build a mosque a few blocks away from the site. The existence of religiously linked artifacts in public museums is not an affront to religious liberty. And even the constant attempts to inject religion, again almost always Christianity, into public spaces with religious quotes on money and public buildings, crosses on public land, Christmas displays by government bodies, and so on, are not individually very threatening. But they are part of an omnipresent and quite deliberate assault on the neutrality and freedom of the public space by members of a certain religion against all others and especially against atheists. The World Trade Center beams are a particularly obvious example of such public nose-thumbing. Not even a legitimately religious artifact, but one that was created for the purpose of expressing Christian ideology in the aftermath of Islam-inspired terrorism, and now promoted almost exclusively by members of that religion for the same reason. We ought to remember 9/11 and celebrate its heroes, but we most especially ought not to remember it as a triumph of religious partisans or endorse their self-congratulatory exclusivism. As always, I'd be glad to hear your questions or comments directed to skepticalconnections.com.